The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tony's here.
Hey.
Petey Mac. We got Craig. It's a Friday.
Hey.
Short work week there for a lot of people, including us. Comedian Nick Hoff will be in the studio later on this morning. We're also tweeting at TNT Radio Empire.
I'll be tweeting.
There's a bunch of stuff out there. 36-year-old woman banging kids.
Yeah, she's cute.
Teenagers. The video's not there. She was busted. We got our buddy Steve-O with boils on his arm. Craig's Deadpool list. The way he writes them down. Interesting behind-the-scenes stuff from Craig Evans.
Yeah.
And some great stories about to show up here on this show.
I don't know.
For us, they're great. Yeah. I tweeted this chick's photo out yesterday, but we'll get to that story whenever you want to.
Summer. You want to mention summer now?
Sure.
You want to wait for summer?
Nah, we can do summer now. That describes your teeth, right?
Some over here, some over there. Yeah.
Love that old joke. Love that old joke, the old summer joke. Well, they go, describes my teeth.
Summer here, summer there.
In this situation, she did.
Summer gone.
It's a meth thing.
We'll get to summer momentarily.
Yeah, you can tease summer now.
Before we do that, let's mention that it was on this date in 1802. The Wasp was published in Hudson, New York. It is the first comic book.
Oh, I got it. Was it a big wasp that attacked people or what?
It was a book.
Okay. Did not know that.
I have no idea.
Yeah. That'd be a Comic Con this weekend.
Yes.
The Wasp will be there. Maybe. I don't know.
It's got to be the original Wasp.
Yeah, that's...
Right.
I want the 1802 Wasp.
Yeah. Since it's the first comic book, it would have to be the original anything.
That's probably worth something.
Yeah, that's probably...
If they have that.
30-year-old Florida woman.
Oh.
Summer Nicole Adamson.
Describing her teeth. Some are there, some are there, some are here.
Of Bonita Springs. She's looking at charges of alleged drugs possession, alleged possession of drug paraphernalia, alleged evidence tampering, and alleged smuggling of contraband into county detention facility.
Oh, is this a Will It Fit segment?
Twice. Yeah, it is, actually. Let me break that
there
up.
There are two Will It Fits, technically, in this one.
Really?
Yeah.
You know the problem with Will It Fit is that we never play It Didn't Fit. Will It Fit is always the one jingle.
Yes, it fit. It's always yes.
Yes.
The answer to Will It Fit.
But we actually have a jingle that says, no, it did not fit, but I never play it.
No, that's because I don't know of an instance where it would be obvious.
Well, some people try to stick stuff somewhere.
Right, because if it doesn't fit, then it's not there.
Yeah, if it doesn't fit, they probably
don't. No, it's halfway. Sometimes it's halfway.
You must have quit.
Yeah. If it doesn't fit, they probably don't go through with whatever they were thinking about smuggling.
Hey, right.
You know, we have a clip in there that says, will it fit?
Half that bag of meth is sticking out of your ass. Okay, well, we'll cut it
down. Now you gave the story up now. All right.
No, not completely.
All right. Hang on here.
Because there's...
Will it fit? Oh, will it fit?
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Summer had been pulled over by police earlier in the day after somebody reported that she broke their car window. Police found a syringe and heroin next to her
car. Yeah, she's really full bore, huh?
Yeah, next to her in the car, which had expired tags. Mm.
Syringe and heroin, bad morning show, though. Wow. They don't show up. They're late. Right they kind there. Of fall asleep on the air.
They're all sad sometimes.
Right. The expired tags right there will tell you she's not very responsive.
No. No.
Right. Adamson was placed under arrest and taken to the jail where police conducted a strip search. It was at that time that Adamson reached into her buttocks area.
Mm-hmm.
It apparently had fit there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Grabbed a
yes, it fit.
Small plastic bag and put it into her mouth and started
makes my
chewing.
My butthole hurt.
All right.
So it fit there too.
So that's M to M, meth to mouth.
So the butt.
And she just started chewing on it. Ooh. Now, the photo, I tweeted this out yesterday.
You don't go meth to mouth.
No, you don't go meth to mouth. But you do, apparently. But she's got this crazy-looking mugshot with her summer teeth, basically.
Yeah.
And it's just and some scabs on her face. Yeah. And there's a shot on Craig's story. I don't know if Push can put that up. I don't know if it's a story that I printed out, too. I mean, I tweeted yesterday, apparently. But I retweeted a busted coverage thing. But it shows her like in a bikini, just in a pool,
she looks
looking
nice.
Normal,
yeah,
like before
nice.
The meth took over. So that part's sad.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah, she's.
She started chewing on the meth bag right out of her butt, man. Right out of her butt.
They eat their poo-poo.
Well, what's the point of taking it out if you're not going to use it?
I'm with you. Yeah. And that's where you would hide it.
Kind of the ultimate compliment you could pay a woman. I'd eat the meth bag
out of your butt.
Oh, man.
Maybe not the ultimate compliment, but certainly right up there.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, but a girl, it should be taken as such. Yeah.
Yeah, you're out and about this weekend. A girl walks by you at the bar. You're with your buds. Like, turn to your bud and say, I'd eat the meth bag out of her ass. And say that. And hopefully that guy didn't hear the story on the show. And then you're just saying out of the blue, and I go, what the hell? You're strange.
And hopefully she
overhears you. Oh, you're listening to Todd and Tyler? You should.
Yeah. And she has some meth.
Brutal photo.
Oh, yeah, it's sad. Out there. It's sad. God.
So thanks to Summer.
Yeah. Summer teeth.
It fit twice.
She looks more like fall now.
Yeah.
It fit twice.
Yes, it fit.
Twice.
That's for the mouth.
Yes, it fit.
Twice.
Just a note, on days when TV programmers know that their viewership will drop on TV, like the holiday weekends or during sporting events, they accidentally misspell their show's name on the nightly Nielsen lineup so that their normal ratings don't go towards that particular show.
What do they do now?
They misspell the name of the TV show so the ratings don't go to the regular show.
No, that's...
It did not fit!
I had to hear that one.
Yeah.
It did not fit as a key.
What now? The networks?
So case, yeah, yeah.
The
so,
networks purposely misspell a show.
Yes. Yeah. So it doesn't get counted toward that show regularly in the Nielsen ratings.
Yeah. So they report that to Nielsen.
How do you mean?
I'm having trouble grasping this, I guess.
All right. Well, for instance, NBC Nightly News.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? You know how to spell nightly.
Okay.
Well, during Memorial Day weekend, for instance.
They put an E in there.
They took out the G.
Oh.
And added
it. So it's all computerized,
They made it
basically.
N-I-T-E-L-Y. They left out the, you know, the G. And put in an E and whatnot.
So NBC.
So that the holiday drop in viewership did not affect its rating standings.
Got it.
Nielsen's automated system counts that misspelled show as an entirely different program.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's one of the shows that.
Also, the NBC NITELY news got crappy ratings.
Well, yes, because it was a holiday weekend.
A holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't bring down the NBC NIGHTLY news ratings.
Right. Yeah. The NBC apparently misspelled its shows 14 times since the start of 2016-17 TV season. ABC did so 7 times with this World News Tonight, where they just take out the O of World.
We do that on Best Todd and Tyrer.
Todd and a
Tyrer. And we spell it that way. T-Y-R-R-R.
CBS Evening News does it.
Todd's got one D.
Wall Street.
The best dub doesn't affect our ratings.
The point is, Wall Street Journal came out with this story and now says that advertisers are now catching on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're figuring out that they've been played.
Oh, yeah.
In that
they
sense,
other
by
stuff,
the TVs.
Man. That's right.
Actually, our reruns are better than any live stuff out there right now. So
We should. Oh, that's true.
We should continue spelling it the same way.
That's true.
Yeah.
Todd and the Tyra. Find that, man. I'll find it.
Oh, yeah. Joe Coy.
Joe Coy. I know. Yeah. I think I'm spelling his name wrong.
K-O-Y?
J-O.
It's just J-O. Yeah.
He's no not, E.
Yeah.
He's an E-less Joe.
He only spells it with an E on nights where
shows
that are taking his ratings.
Yeah. That's when he puts an E on there. Yeah. He's up against the Super Bowl or
that's
something.
That's right, yeah. When he doesn't sell out a showroom,
yeah,
it's J-O-E.
Yep.
So it doesn't affect his sellout streak.
It's right. Todd and Tyler. No, you said Todd and a Tyler. Todd and a Tyler.
God, Joe's got to come back. He's just theaters.
December.
In theater?
No, here.
Oh, he's coming here?
I've been told December he'll be back at the Bone.
Really? Excellent.
Now, a lot of things can happen in between near and now.
I know,
December,
right. He's pretty popular dude, man.
Colleen said she's got him on the books.
His career's kicking ass.
Good.
Like a lot of our friends.
Not in this room.
Not in this room. I didn't mean us.
Yeah. Maybe Tony.
Tony's got some good barbecue
Tony's
going.
Got some good,
oh, yeah, Hog Wild. Yeah,
Hog Wild.
Yeah.
Not that Tony.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. We're this Tony's down.
We're the steady guys. All right?
We and stay then, steady.
That's how people compare how their careers are going. Well, how are we, Todd and Tyler, about
we're back
steady?
Down Todd and Tyler
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Or we reached the Todd and Tyler show. It's one
we've
of those.
We reached the Todd and Tyler show.
And we're back down to it.
Right. We do the Todd and Tyler show a lot less. Yeah. That means their career is doing a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of that, cable guy may call today.
Yeah.
Depending upon what time zone he is.
Yeah.
Because he is so American. He now owns property in all 50 states.
I said Todd and Tyler. No, you said Todd and a Tyra. Todd and a Tyra.
All right.
Except for maybe California. That might be a bit too late.
Nick Hoff will be here later on, too. What are you looking at now?
Okay. Out of Mesa, California.
Yeah.
Protesters gathered to demonstrate against a videotaped arrest of a jaywalker. Now, I'm not familiar with that particular story.
Right.
But that's not the point of the story. Protesters gathering to demonstrate against the videotaped arrest of another jaywalker. Another jaywalker got hit by a car near the demonstration and is dead now.
Oh,
so a protester.
Yeah.
Demonstrating a guy getting arrested for jaywalking, which, by the way, I've never been arrested for jaywalking. We've all done it. But that's the old joke. You got arrested for jaywalking. Mm-hmm. You know? Another guy
and
protesting.
At the jaywalking protest, he jaywalked and was run over.
All right.
Actually, arrest you, you get a ticket.
Yep. You can get a ticket for jaywalking. Absolutely. Messing with traffic and whatnot.
I miss that Jay Leno bit. He's funny. He'd put the microphone in front of people. And,
not funny, dude.
Yeah, he.
Why is that guy laughing?
Why is that guy laughing, man?
He'd find stupid people.
Oh, and ask them questions.
Ask them questions, and they'd give stupid answers.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
The Senate Majority Leader is talking about the difficulty of repealing and replacing that damn Obamacare.
He's actually said they might just try to fix it, and now the conservatives are freaking out because they want their tax breaks.
Here's an idea. Yeah. How about try to improve it?
That's what they. Yeah, he actually mentioned that.
Yeah. No.
But they want to get rid of everything because they don't care about people.
No. They don't want to improve it. They just want to get something passed.
That's it. That's all they care.
Improving it is not the
point. They don't care about anything. They just want to win.
They say it's an improvement, but they want to just get something passed.
Well, they think, and I think rightly so, in some of the districts in this country, that they'll take away people's health care. And people will actually not have health care and still vote for them because it's a parentheses R.
Yeah, because.
And rightly so. They know that a lot of their patrons are that stupid.
Mitch McConnell said trying to create a health care bill that all of his fellow Republicans like is like fiddling with a Rubik's Cube. He says he's trying to twist the dial in such a way to get at least 50 members of his party to agree.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, well,
because a lot of those guys don't want any health care for people, and some people say you can't take away Medicaid from the elderly.
Well,
because
it had... And
that's all on the right, too.
It had Obama's name on it.
That's
if
right.
they could, they would take Obama's portrait out of the White House
of course.
And burn it.
Of course.
No, I thought
that's what they would like most to do. Anything that Obama touched, they would like to take out and burn.
Right.
That's their agenda.
That's
right
all.
Now.
It's a total agenda.
It's not about helping you.
I thought it was the Democrats who were being obstructionists.
No, no.
They're stopping everything.
They own it. They can do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Republicans can pass anything they want. They have enough for both sides.
No, it's the Democrats that are all being obstructionists.
Yeah, of course they are.
Now they're violent, too. The liberals are violent.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we used to be pussies and snowflakes, and now we're causing all kinds of violence.
Respect the office.
Now respect the office, right?
Now, Todd mentioned portraits, Obama portraits. There are still no official portraits of President Trump in any federal offices or buildings.
Can't find that shade of orange?
In most past administrations.
Oh, that's a joke you'd right there. That's a nighttime joke.
In most past
there.
Administrations, putting up the new president's photo in more than 7,000 agencies and office buildings is one of the very first orders of business. First thing you do. But according to the online news site, The Hill, the White House has not yet provided a photo of Trump. ABC News reports that some offices around the country have put up unofficial photos of Trump.
There's a bunch out there. You'd think they'd find one.
Yeah. He's been on the cover of Time magazine like 600 times.
Most weeks.
Yeah. They could just use one of those. He was Time Magazine's Man of the Year for 18 years running. So we could just use one of those.
We could do that. All right.
How's wrong with you, man?
Palate cleanser. Another palate cleanser here.
Something up.
Not enough palate cleanser.
Eat some of that meth you pulled out of your ass and wake up.
That's not enough palate cleanser.
Let me get it, Craig. Let me get
that
meth.
I'm looking at the news.
Craig will get that
You
meth.
Guys are just waiting for it. I'm looking at it.
Tony will get that meth for you.
I'll get it for you, Craig.
Yeah, but usually people are not exhausted before the palate cleanser.
Yeah. That's because that's why we need the palate cleanser.
Okay.
Well,
a New Jersey
guy dies jaywalking, apparently. Not funny.
A New Jersey teacher, 43-year-old Raina Culver.
What's she look like?
Not hideous.
All right.
Is as best as you can give this woman.
Really? Oh, you're being nice today.
You're being generous. That's because we're in the palate cleanser portion of the program. He's being generous.
Tony's seen a picture of this woman. She's not quite that fat.
Yeah. I'm exaggerating, but yeah.
Maybe sneaks in a little lettuce every once in a while.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, wrapped around a Whopper.
I was going to say she eats at her namesake.
Let me see your pee-pee.
Culver's.
I think you've heard that before.
Oh, man.
Yes, it fits.
All right, what happened?
Nothing.
What Tony said.
Well, I know that. That's the audio, right?
New Jersey teacher, the not hideous 43-year-old Raina Culver, R-A-Y-N-A, Culver, has been accused of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy after she adopted him.
Oh.
That's hardcore.
Oh, so she picked one out, basically.
This is the palate cleanser?
Yeah.
I want the black one.
The married teacher housed the former student of hers after he was kicked out of his relative's home. So he got kicked out of the relative's home. She said,
I'll take
come
you.
On over.
Come on. I love the bad boys.
I'll take you.
According to the South Jersey local news, the two reportedly had a very close relationship when she was his teacher.
Apparently.
At the middle school, and then she became his legal guardian a few months later.
He wasn't raised by her, so we'll give him that.
According to court documents, the victim believed that the purpose of her taking him in was to eventually make sex a part of their relationship.
Oh, and he said, sure. I got three hots and a cot and banging that every day. I'm there.
Is her picture up yet?
Yeah, I put the link up.
Once again, you're 15. Yeah. You got no place to live.
Yeah.
Mom's going to feed you and have sex with you?
Yeah.
Fake mom.
That's living.
It's weird because the link that I put up, it's like a side-by-side picture of her mugshot and then one of her made-up. And in the one where she's
glamour
made up,
shots?
No, it's like a selfie in her car, but she's got her hair done and makeup done, and she looks like a dude in that picture.
She looks like the guy that changed to a woman.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
In jail.
Yeah, yeah, that's what she looks
Chelsea
like.
Manning.
Chelsea?
Chelsea
Manning.
Yeah. Chelsea, Manning yeah. Chelsea Manning's hotter than that shit.
She looks better in the mugshot.
She does.
it's weird.
Yeah, she looks better in the mugshot than she does made up.
When I first found the link, yeah. I thought she was a dude.
Yeah, I can see that. The mugshot, you can actually, with the hair pulled back, looks more like a woman than the actual shot where she's made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look better in a mugshot,
you got to see it, though. Yeah.
According to the Twitter, court, after the first incident, they would engage in sex often, and it was to the point where the boy felt that if he told her to stop, she would get mad and kick him out of the house.
She looks like
me banging your adopted son.
Yeah.
He told her via the text messages that he did not want to have sex anymore, and she made it clear that she did not want it to stop.
Oh.
He said,
please.
She's like, no.
Yes, he did.
Just be my mom.
The teenager stated that he and Culver had sexual relations almost every day over several months.
What was Hat's old line? You ain't done me yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
The teacher's attorney said the accusations are completely fabricated and made
I love
up.
These begging at the stop. No, I just want stovetop and go to bed. I don't want to have
you
sex
like
anymore, mommy. Called her mommy, too.
I don't want that oatmeal.
Now, do you figure the guys over at Brazzers or something like that are, well, let's say the guy's 18. Mm-hmm.
I've seen those. They have mother's son. It says mother's son, but they're not related in the video.
No,
it's an adopted son. It's a son. The mother is married to the guy's dad.
It's stepson.
And he comes home. It's stepson. Yeah.
It's stepson.
Right.
We haven't had the adopted son porn genre yet.
No.
So somebody invent that, because I don't have the time or energy.
Guys, I got a skedaddle.
All right, see you, man.
Right.
Thank you, Tony.
Skedaddle.
It's a new term. We're trying to be old like Craig.
We're starting that back, man.
Yeah, it ain't working.
It's hood talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I reckon it is. Yeah. We're not supposed to understand that. It'll catch on in the white community in about 10 years.
Skedaddle, right?
Yeah,
we'll steal it. We always steal stuff.
We do. We rip off your culture all the time.
That's right. Hog Wild Barbecue. We're eating that. Available all over the place. Hog Wild. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.